We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Glad to have you in listening to our show. We've got AIB International joining us here today, CEO Andre Bien and Vice President of Marketing Katie Mays. And probably the big thing here lately that we've heard about, there's been a rumor that AIB International is going to be closing in February 2020. And I want to give you guys a chance to talk about that. Is that true?
No, it's not true. And unfortunately, sometimes the information that we release turns into rumors. So first of all, we're not going anywhere. Secondly, is that business is doing well. So we are continue to grow and expand. What we had to do, though, is by listening to our customers and understanding what their needs were, especially for baking-related training and hands-on coaching and problem-solving, is they were asking us to come to them. Construct the training and configure it for my needs at my site with my people. And so with that, we've had to change our business model a little bit, which does affect the facility that one of the two facilities that we have here in Manhattan. So we are winding down the use of our pilot plant and our labs here in Manhattan, but it's not the overall business that's going away. It's continues to thrive.
What does that mean for the 70 employees?
Really not a whole lot because there are a couple of people that were affected by what we're shutting down, and we strive to try and help them find new jobs and as we go forward. Some of them are wanting to continue by this new model of going to clients' locations and teaching and training there. So we're converting some of the folks that may have had a very focused job here in Manhattan to being a little more of a road warrior, if you want to call it that. But for the majority of the 80-some employees that are based here in Manhattan, there's not a big change.
Okay. And so some programs being replaced here, there's training that's being discontinued as well?
Just the training that we're doing on site here in Manhattan. So as I mentioned in the last segment, we've launched this Bake Pro certification, which is the flipping of the model from people coming here to Manhattan to going to their sites and doing the training closer to their locations.
All right. Well, is that going to get a little more expensive here when you have to travel a lot more?
So a great question, because this decision was not taken lightly, and we did a lot of analysis as to what that is. But think about when a client would send an individual or multiple individuals here, particularly we had a couple of residence courses that were anywhere from 16 to 20 weeks of people being here. So when you start adding up that expense for an individual coming from a client and also the housing and everything else they need to put together, what we were hearing from our clientele was not so much that the dollar and cents was expensive, but it was the time away from home, the time away from their families, and the time away from their, you might say, their normal job, because somebody's going to have to step in and do that while they're gone for these extended lengths. So when you flip the model around, we're just sending one, maybe two individuals into a location for training. So the cost model changes very differently from a client perspective. Yes, it might make some more travel for us, but overall, if it's satisfying what the client is looking for and we can get more people to attend, better off it is for the industry as a whole.
All right. Well, answering your customers' feedback there, I guess.
That's exactly right. We listen and respond. Yep.
Yeah. So that's obviously why you're making the changes. What about beyond the United States? Where are you expanding services?
So this next year, we're looking to expand into Asia Pacific region, as well as we are actively involved in business in China as well. We're still, still in North America, still in Latin America, but there's a lot of opportunity in those other regions this coming year.
So we're making very strategic investments in some other parts of the world to really up our presence. So what we're finding out is that once we get in and work with clients, they love us. But if we don't have that frequent touch point with them, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. And so we've realized that we've got to make some key investments in different parts of the world, especially from a commercial standpoint. And then that also gets supplemented by the professionals that need to be in that region as well, supporting clientele.
Well, and as mentioned earlier, too, the companies that we're working with are multinationals, and so they're expanding in these regions as well. So we have to be right there alongside with them in order to meet their needs.
Well, and as the industry continues to change here, I know you always have to adapt here, but how much different is it from, say, even 10 years ago?
I think what we're seeing, as I look at it from a global perspective, you're seeing a lot more commercial food and baking being done in developing markets. So if you look, 20 years ago, people would consider China a very developing market. And today, it's a huge, thriving commerce, major player in the world GNP. And when you go over there and see all the food production, you got to be there, partly because we get drawn in from some of our multinational clients. But again, if we're going to live up to our mission, we need to be in these places where commercial food is produced.
Okay. Again, we're talking with AIB International CEO Andre Bien and Vice President of Marketing Katie Mays. It's been really fascinating kind of learning about this company. You do a lot of stuff there. The labels of FDA-regulated foods is kind of interesting to me. Tell me how that process works.
So that is one of our product lines as well. So earlier I spoke of training, inspections, and consulting, auditing or certification, and then we have a regulatory bucket to what we do. So food labeling is part of that. So we help our clients make sure their labels are correct. You could have a recall if something isn't correct on a label. I mean, and that's millions and millions of dollars. So we work with them to make sure their labels are correct.
Mm-hmm. That's a critical part of the food industry, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
I mean, when it comes to allergens, that could be an issue, yep. Or other ingredients.
Even when companies are trying to make claims, helping them understand, because the regulations are a maze, and trying to weave your way through that to understand, can I make a claim A if my ingredients are XYZ? Sometimes you can't, sometimes you can. And so if they did it and it fell into the can't, then all of a sudden, as Katie said, you enter into a recall situation, and those are very, very expensive and very time-consuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as the company continues to move forward here, the Manhattan continues to be a good spot for you headquarter-wise, would you say?
Because it does.
It's centrally located.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we work with Kansas State on a lot of research projects that we've done over the last several years, and I think there's still opportunities for us to forge even more partnerships with them. Both Katie and I think we both mentor individuals from that are students that are coming up from the business school. So, I see us still participating and look to Manhattan as a great little community for our headquarters.
Right, and we wouldn't have gone through the effort of doing the exhibit at the Flint Hills Discovery Center were we not invested in the community. That was... It looked great. It was not a small feat to pull off because we're not curators, but the folks at the Flint Hills Discovery Center did help us with that. We're also sponsoring the Pablo Marathon November 2nd,
yep.
So we remain committed to the community.
Yeah. Well, if anybody has questions about anything you're doing there, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can email me. This is Katie Mays. Again, it's just kmays, M-A-Y-E-S, @aibinternational.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, appreciate you guys coming on here and talking about the future of the company and kind of where you're at here in your 100th year, and hopefully you have another 100 years coming up.
That's what we're planning on. Yep. So thanks for having us, Brandon.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it. Andre Bien, CEO of AIB International, and Vice President of Marketing Katie Mays joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.